This is the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined me today. We're going to continue our study in Ephesians, and our theme today is studying our new identity in Christ. And I will tell you, in 50 years of following the Lord, this is one of the most important revelations from Scripture that I have received that has helped me in my walk with the Lord and enabled me to be a victorious overcomer in Him. You know, there are so many passages in Ephesians, we'll read some of them, where it uses the phrase in Him, in Jesus Christ, through Him, through whom, and these all tell us who we are and what we have as a result of being in Christ Jesus. Because you see, when we put our faith in Jesus Christ, we were placed in Him. And we have a whole new identity in Him. And this is mentioned also in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, says that if anyone is in Christ, he, and that includes she, is a new creation. The old King James says, is a new creature, a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. In one of Paul's letters, actually 1 Corinthians, he chided them, and he does this more than once in his letters, because they were not living up. They were not walking worthy of this new identity, this new person that they are now that they are in Christ and have become children of God. For example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 3, he chided them for their strife and divisions among them. These are the Christians in Corinth. And he says, for where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? And the NIV says, are you not behaving like mere humans? In other words, my friends, we are not supposed to act like mere humans, because since we have been placed in Christ, and Christ has put Himself in us by His Holy Spirit, we are not supposed to live like mere humans, just like the run-of-the-mill human beings and the world around us, because we have a new identity in Christ Jesus. Let me just read a few of those that are right in the first chapter of Ephesians. For example, in chapter 1 of Ephesians, verse 3, Paul tells us that we have been blessed, he says, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. How? He says, in Christ. In other words, we haven't earned this. It is ours because we are now in Christ. When I was born the first time, I was born into the Hyatt family, and there were certain blessings and privileges that were mine simply because I had been born into that family. Now, Prince Harry or Prince William, when they were born into the royal family of England. And as far as the natural world is concerned, they had far more privileges. They had far more than I had simply because of the family they were born into. They didn't earn it. It was theirs simply because of their birth into that family. And I want you to know that when you and when we were born again the second time, and Jesus said to Nicodemus that we must be born again. And when we were born again into the family of God, then there are tremendous blessings and privileges that belong to us. Not that we have earned, but they are ours to be appropriated by faith simply because we have been born into God's family. And because we are in Christ, these are the blessings that are ours. And this is who we are as a result of being in Christ. And so Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, it says that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Chapter 1 of Ephesians, verse 4, says that God chose us in Him. And Him is Jesus Christ. God chose us. I know we thought we chose Him, but we only chose Him because He had first chosen us. And God chose us in Him, in Christ. And then chapter 1 and verse 5 says that we have been predestined to be adopted as children of God by Jesus Christ. So we've been adopted into God's family by Jesus Christ. And so we are both born and adopted. We have to realize that in the Roman world, there was a sort of, it's somewhat like the Jewish bar mitzvah, where a celebration of when a young man becomes an adult. Well, in the Roman world, it was called adoption. It wasn't adopting somebody who wasn't part of the family. It was a right when a young man who was a part of the family, and he would have been under a tutor, especially in wealthy families, he would have been under a tutor and a guardian until he came to the certain age of adulthood. And then he received what was called adoption. And now he was made a full member of the family with all the rights of a son or daughter or whatever it might have been. So this is what it's talking about, that we have all the rights, the full rights and privileges of a son or daughter of God by Jesus Christ. And then in verse 7, it says, in Him we have already, we have redemption. Verse 13 says, in whom, that is in Christ, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. 2:18 says, for through Him, through Christ, we both, talking about Jew and Gentile, we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. And so I would encourage you, when you read through the book of Ephesians and other letters by Paul, that you underline or highlight every time it says in whom, or in Him, or in Christ Jesus, or by Christ Jesus, because these little phrases tell us our new identity in Christ and the privileges that are ours because we are now in Him. And then when we begin to live this out and it becomes a reality in our lives, oh, what blessing it brings, how it lifts us above the shadows of this present world. And I will close with this one little story that illustrates this. In the early days of our marriage, probably the first year of our marriage, Sue and I were living in St. John, New Brunswick, Canada, and I got a job working as a ship liner, longshoreman, on the port. It was a seaport city, and ships would come in, and so I got a job. Now, it was a unionized job, but I didn't have a union ticket, but it so happened that the foreman was a Christian, and when he needed extra work, he would call me, and I would go down and work, and they paid really good money. But of course, I only got to work when they had more work than the unionized workers could handle. And so one day I was working there and I was working. I got put together with a young man from Scotland, and he was in the same situation as me. He did not have a union card. And so he only got to work when there was too much work for the unionized men who were there. And so as we were working together, just the two of us, and talking, I could tell that he was going through a difficult time financially. And he asked me, he knew I was in the same situation, and he said to me, he said, how do you make it? Now, I could have given him a sad story in the natural, but I was already learning to live and walk in my new identity in Christ. And so I said to him, you know, I don't know what I would do if it were not for my rich father. And he said, what do you do? Now, this was before email and Facebook and so on. And he said, what do you do? Call him up. He said, what do you do? Write to him when you need money? And I said, no, I just talk to him. He said, you call him up on the phone. And so then I pointed upward to heaven. I said, I am talking about my heavenly father. Oh, yes. Now, my earthly father did not have a lot of means to help me. Now, he would do all he could, but his means were limited. But I have a heavenly father who has unlimited resources. And I was already learning to live in the reality of my new identity in Christ as a child of Almighty God, born again into his family. And so this opened up the conversation. And this young man, I doubt if he had ever been born again, a true believer. He was a nominal church member. From what I picked up, he hardly ever went to church. He belonged to an older traditional type church, the Anglican church. And again, he was from Scotland. But this opened up the conversation. And then we talked about God the rest of the day. And I'll never forget when we came off of that ship at the end of the day, we were covered with dirt and grime and grease. But this young man said to me, as we were parting ways, he said, I feel closer to God today than I've ever felt in my life. Oh, isn't that wonderful? I feel closer to God today than I have ever felt in my life. And you know why that happened? Because he was with a person who was walking and living out, as much as I understood it, my new identity in Christ Jesus. All my friends, know who you are. Know who God has made you and who you are, your new identity in Christ, and all the blessings that are and privileges that are yours because of this new identity. God bless you. I'm Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined me today. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, eddiehyatt.com. You're welcome to connect with me on Facebook. My email, if you'd like to send an email, it's Dr. Eddie Hyatt, and that's D as in Delta, DREDDIEHYATT@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. If these podcasts are being a blessing to you, let me know. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode from The Great Awakening. God bless.